folks, it's time for some astonishing true facts and a bunch of malarkey I made up about Florida Gators football. Let's do it. The Florida Gators football program started back in 1906. To give you an idea on how long ago that was the same year that the Wright brothers patented their very first airplane. The very next year, they moved the seats together and people became irate when arrogant passengers would slam their seats into reclining positions really fast. The next person that slams their seat back in an arrogant fashion is gonna get a beating. It's bad enough that these early airplanes only stay airborne for 17 seconds at a time. The Florida Gators have won a national championship 3 times in 1996, 2006, and 2008. They are the proud winners of 8 Southeastern Conference championships. The school has produced 3 Heisman Trophy winners, and 3 Florida Gator coaches have been inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. We also have the league record for fans that have had pet gators escape into the surrounding neighborhood causing panic and chaos. Florida was a founding member of the Southeastern Conference, also known as the SEC. They have many traditional rivalries, including the University of Georgia, the University of Tennessee, and the LSU Tigers. In addition, they have a long-standing rivalry with the Florida State Seminoles. This rivalry gained intensity as both schools became national powers in the 80s and 90s. Our biggest competition with Florida State Seminoles is not football, it's cornhole. Hey, you think it's easy. You try throwing a beanbag into a hole way down yonder after 6 beers. The Gators played their first season in 1906 when the Gainesville campus opened with the introduction of the new statewide university system. They beat the Rollins College Tars 6-0 in their very first game. Yes, that's their name, the Tars. After they beat the Rollins College Tars, they also beat the Hampton College Asphalts and the Barris College Concretes. All true, but we lost big time to the Parsons College Pavements. Florida great Edgar Jones scored 108 points during the 1925 season, a record that would remain unbroken for 44 years. In 1923, he scored every point in a victory over the Alabama Crimson Tide, beating them 16-6 in a dramatic comeback. It turns out the entire team had food poisoning. He scored every point because he was the only player on the Florida bench. Yes, it was the very first no-huddle offense in history. Jones also played for the University of Florida men's basketball team in both 1924 and 1925, sometimes playing both football and basketball the same day. He would wear his football pads on the basketball court to save time between sports. There were a few games we had to tell that fella to take off his football helmet when he played basketball. He was delirious. He was playing so much, he was delirious. Other standouts from this era in Florida Gators football history include Carl Tootie Perry, who for 2 years played every single minute of every single game. He also played in the band at halftime, and before and after every game, he sold Gator t-shirts. In the summer, Carl Perry shoveled coal on trains running in between Jacksonville and Leesburg, Florida. The coal shoveling developed his arm and upper body strength so much, the University of Florida incorporated it into their football training. They bought a coal-fired locomotive which circles the campus, taking students to class while developing the physical strength of the football team, and it does that very thing to this day. Next stop, chemistry and engineering buildings, all aboard! Folks, those have been some astonishing true facts about University of Florida Gators football and a bunch of blarney I made up. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe. You think it's easy. You try throwing a beanbag into a hole way down yonder after 6 beers.